State budget cuts in Massachusetts this year have led to some wrenching choices, and critical mental health services have been hit. To save the jobs of 80 caseworkers and other services within the Department of Mental Health, the state plans to cut two intensive programs for the chronically mentally ill, including one based in Springfield. WFCR's Karen Brown reports.
Mental health worker Liz Queenie climbs the back stairs of a rickety apartment building near Springfield's downtown. She's visiting her first client of the day, Siobhan Anderson, a shy 37-year-old woman diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder.
Hey, Siobhan. You heard this coming up, huh?
Yeah.
Queenie hands Anderson her morning psychiatric medication, which she immediately swallows at her sink. Anderson has a long history of delusions, paranoia, psychotic behavior, and a severe phobia to going outside.
I was a shut-in, and it was very hard for me to come out of the house. At one point, I hadn't come out of the house for 8 months.
Anderson had been in and out of psychiatric hospitals for years. She tried traditional therapy, but made little progress until the Department of Mental Health referred her to the Program for Assertive Community Treatment, or PACT, which is a national model for intensive outpatient services. The Springfield PACT is run by the nonprofit Center for Human Development. 60 PACT clients work with a team of 12 professionals, including an in-house psychiatrist, 3 nurses, vocational and substance abuse counselors, and caseworkers. They help clients find housing, take their medication, pay their bills, negotiate with landlords, even go shopping. Siobhan Anderson says she was so phobic that she couldn't stay in a grocery store long enough to actually buy food until Queenie started to go with her.
I couldn't even get to a medical appointment because I panicked so bad that I wouldn't leave the house. So when they kept me company, even doing the wash at first, they just gave me rides to the laundromat. So they supported me until I could go on my own, and then I just started functioning more like a normal person without mental illness.
Anderson doesn't know what will happen to her if the program shuts down, as it's slated to do February 28th. Faced with $10 million in mid-year cuts, the Department of Mental Health chose to close the Springfield PACT program, one of 12 in the state and the only one west of Worcester. The department determined there were enough other services in the area to absorb PACT clients, saving about $1 million a year. But Liz Queenie is skeptical that the other programs are prepared to work with a population this demanding.
A lot of times the people that we're working with are resistant or unwilling to engage at first because they don't trust easily. They might not answer the door the first few times that you come to visit them. You just have to be patient and keep coming back. And some people might not. They might just figure, well, I guess they don't want what we have to offer. And then things could just start falling apart.
That's what's worrying Robert Taylor, Queenie's next client of the day.
Hello.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm all right.
Taylor is 28. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia at 21. A few years ago, he stopped taking his medication. He became delusional, thought people were trying to kill him, and got in trouble with the law. He was in jail for a year and a half, followed by 6 months in a psychiatric hospital.
Coming down for Joe's group tomorrow?
Yes, of course I am.
Since Taylor entered the PACT program, he's moved into an apartment, stopped drinking, got a dishwasher job, and plans to study automotive technology at a community college.
They make sure I take my medication. They stay on top of me, and it helps me out staying out of hospitals and even, if need be, jails too. And I really don't want to go back.
Taylor, like every PACT client, costs the state about $15,000 a year. Jim Goodwin, president of the Center for Human Development, says that's a lot less than the state pays for long hospital stays or incarceration. He thinks both will rise if the PACT team goes away. Cutting prevention, he says, makes no sense.
It's like going into a family and thinking that you're going to make an impact by having them cut toothpaste. The aftermath will be far more expensive.
But Marcia Fowler, assistant commissioner for the Department of Mental Health, says the agency's hand was forced. It had already cut 900 of the department's 2,300 workers and put managers on unpaid furloughs. Millions of dollars more have been trimmed from research, inpatient services, and other community-based programs.
The department does not want to cut any services. We believe that every reduction in service is going to affect either the consumers that are receiving the service now or who could be receiving the service in the future. You know, but this is the budget realities that we've been facing last year, this year, and I'm afraid we're going to be facing more unfavorable budget conditions next year.
That said, Fowler insists the Department of Mental Health will find appropriate care for all former PACT clients, from less intense case management by a social worker to a new program called Community-Based Flexible Support. She says the department is prepared to spend more money on that program, which is also run by the Center for Human Development, to create more slots for the severely mentally ill. Jim Goodwin says that will help, but it won't replace the intensity of the PACT program. Staff and clients have been writing to the governor's office and their state legislators in the hope, however slim, that the Springfield PACT program will still be restored at the 11th hour. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.